We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are speaking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon His Eminence, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So there's an interesting conversation or an interesting event that happens in the time of Mansur Dawaniqi, who was one of the Abbasid caliphs of the Abbasid Empire. And so we find that Al-Mansur, of course, was the Abbasid ruler, and at one time he summoned Abu Hanifa, who was one of the experts in the jurisprudential field of Islamic sciences. And so just before, Al-Mansur summoned Abu Hanifa, he said to Abu Hanifa, "Abu Hanifa, people here are astonished by Ja'far ibn Muhammad. I therefore want you to prepare the most difficult questions you can to give to him." And so I guess a letter was sent to Abu Hanifa to do this. He says that I prepared 40 questions. Now, these aren't 40 simple questions, of course. You know, the Abu Hanifa being one of the experts of the field of jurisprudence, who also happens to be the founder of the Hanafi school of thought amongst the Ahl al-Sunnah brothers and sisters. When he's preparing 40 questions, to put forward to somebody who he himself knows is an expert such as Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam, these are going to be incredibly difficult and hard and complex questions. And so Al-Mansur Dawaniki, you know, he invites Abu Hanifa. He says that when I went, I saw that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was sitting on the right side of Mansur. He says that as soon as I saw Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam, I was truly astounded by his dignity and his honor and his aura, even more so than the ruler who was sitting next to him. So I greeted Imam Sadiq, and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam pointed me to go and have a seat. And so then Mansur turns to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and says, Abu Abdullah, this is Abu Hanifa. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, yes, I know. And then Mansur turns to Abu Hanifa and says, Abu Hanifa, forward your questions to Abu Abdullah. And so Abu Hanifa says, I began asking and the questions, and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam would respond to the questions in the following manner. According to your view, the answer is, you know, so and so. And according to the view of the people of Medina, the answer is, you know, so and so. However, in my view, the answer is this and that. And so Abu Hanifa says that Imam Sadiq would either agree to what I would have said, or he would agree to the view of the people of Medina, or in some cases he would reject both views. And he did this with all 40 questions. And at this point, Abu Hanifa says, I have always said that the most knowledgeable of all people are the ones who are most acquainted with all of the different views of the people, and that I have not seen someone like Jafar ibn Muhammad who knows and has this much knowledge. He is the most knowledgeable in the Muslim Ummah. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
I would like to share with you some beautiful words of wisdom from the Imam alayhi salam, because the words of the Imam illuminate the heart. They illuminate the spiritual heart. They give you yaqeen. They are very practical. There are some beautiful statements by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. I would like to share them with you as we commemorate his legacy. In this beautiful incident, I would like to share with you the generosity of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Normally, we don't hear about the generosity of the Imam, but you know how generous the Imam was? Let's show the world out there, show your families this type of generosity. Once the Imam alayhi salam was in the masjid, he was praying the nawafil, the extra recommended prayers. A man comes, he was a traveler, someone from out of town. He comes to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, and he also prays. After he finishes his salah, he realizes that his belt, which had money in it, because back then, what was the wallet that people carried? They had golden coins, silver coins. It was a belt. They'd wear a belt called himyan in Arabic, and they would put their money there. That was their wallet. He finished his salah. He realized his belt is not there. It's missing. He looked around. He didn't see anyone in the masjid except who? Ja'far ibn Muhammad alayhi salam. So immediately, what did the shaitan tell him to do? He accused the Imam. He came towards the Imam. He told him, look, there's nobody but you here, and I'm missing my belt. So you stole it from me. Put yourself in the shoes of the Imam. Someone comes to you, unjustly accuses you. The Imam alayhi salam told him, I did not take your belt. But let me ask you, let me end this dispute right now. How much was in your belt? He said 1,000 dirhams, 1,000 silver coins. Significant amount of money. With 10 silver coins, you could buy a sheep at the time. So it's a lot of money. You could buy 100 sheep with this money, just to give you an idea of its purchasing power. The Imam alayhi salam went, and he brought from his money 1,000 dirhams, and he gave it to him. He's like, here, take it. End of dispute. I don't want this to grow and for you to go out there and cause problems. And we're brothers at the end of the day. Look at the generosity of the imam. This guy goes home. When he reaches home, he realizes he had forgotten his belt at home, wherever he was staying. He finds his belt with his money. He feels ashamed. He comes back and he tells him, oh, Ja'far ibn Muhammad, I apologize. You're right. You did not steal my belt. I found my belt at home. Here, take your money. Take it back. The Imam alayhi salam says, we al Muhammad. When we give something, we never take it back.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.